The Torah tells us it's coming up, Parashas Emor. And I think this week, the double Parsha, haven't checked, but I think it's Akri Mos Kedoshim, and then Parashas Emor. So where Torah tells us, Svar Temochem, Mi Macharas HaShabbos, Mi Yom Aviyachem Es Omer HaTenufa, Shabbat Shabbatos Dimos Tiena. So the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. So it should be an open and shut case. If I ask you, is Sviras HaOmer a mitzvah min HaTorah or a mitzvah midrabanan? So it is an open and shut. It definitely was a mitzvah min HaTorah. Clearly, as we just read from the Chumash, the question is, does anything change bizman hazeh, in our day? I don't necessarily mean literally this year, but our whole lifetime. Has it retained its biblical character of mitzvah min HaTorah, or is it a mitzvah derabanan?
Well, there's no korban being offered anymore.
Correct, so that's the issue. So the question is, we know, because the pasuk connects, there's two mitzvahs, and they're two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer, and there's an independent mitzvah bringing the korban Omer. So we'll see if it's independent or not. But so therefore, someone has suggested perhaps that if you assume Sviras HaOmer is linked to the korban Omer, and we don't have a korban Omer today, that would lead one to the conclusion that Sviras HaOmer is no longer min HaTorah. So let's just see what the Gemara, the Rishonim say, and then we'll give the lumdis of each. So the Gemara, it's a Gemara Menachas, has a discussion about Sviras HaOmer. So this is the debate among the rabbis in the Gemara. Whether, how does one count Sviras HaOmer? What do you mean, how does one count it? You say, Hayom. So that is the question. So what we do is we count days and weeks. So today, Hayom, Shivas HaYom, Shehem Shnei Shuros, Shosh HaYomim HaOmer. So that's one opinion. We count days and weeks. Another opinion says we only count days. We don't count Hayom, Shivas HaYom, days of 7. Why? Because it's the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer is a zecher lemikdash. It's no longer a mitzvah in HaTorah. Maybe it's not even a mitzvah drabanan. It's a zecher lemikdash. We do things, we have different things, like we just observe Passover, and it's likely our Seder, after we had the matzah and maror, we made a sandwich. You can thank Hillel for that. And so there's a debate among the poskim, when do you actually say that Zechel Hillel? Some say it right away, before you eat the sandwich. And others say that you say it at the end, because it's the issue if it's a hefsek on that. Since you made the bracha ready on Achilas Matzah, you made the bracha on Maror, and then, so some say you can't talk in between until you finish the Korach. So either, again, you'll have to check the oldest Haggadah in town, the Maxwell House, and see how they paskin. But that's a discussion among the poskim. So at least the oldest Haggadah in America, anyway. That's when they used to give out. That's how they got. But usually you buy a cup of Maxwell House coffee, so they give free Haggadah. After a while, I think they were just, if you bought anything, like Manischewitz Matzah. I remember when Gordy was here, remember Gordy?
Yeah.
So we used to go to Buffalo, this person who lived here, but he went to Buffalo all the time, so he brought me back stuff. So it's been the past 10, 15 years, he brought me back a Maxwell House Haggadah from...
You know the story of why that started? Because in the 30s, there was a question whether the coffee was a bean, so it was a kidney. So Maxwell stepped in quickly with a Haggadah.
Yeah.
One of the best marketing things we've ever had.
Right, actually, in fact, I think it was during there was an issue, even before that, yeah, Or there was an issue at one point, I think it was during one of the World Wars or after, because I guess they were short on coffee, short on whatever the hope. So at one point they were putting flour in to somehow, I don't know exactly the whole process. So that's why there was, at one point, not Now it basically, you know, regular coffee, it's fine. But there was an issue. And right, that was a great, probably one of the best marketing. And Maxwell House Paskin the Shiloh. So it's like they Paskin a lot of Shilohs. And they still have their coffee and stuff. So yes, it's still going. So that's one opinion. So one opinion says Zechel Amikdash. So what? So the simple explanation in the way, at least the way Rashi learns is Zechel Amikdash. That Sfira Saomer is only Durabanan today. So it's a debate in the Gemara. We assume Rashi writes that. It's a machlokas. That's the machlokas. Basically we assume. Let me go back. Is zechel amikdash is assuming everything. Like it's a debate how you learn the Gemara. We'll see the Rambam. I learn it differently. But zechel amikdash is going on the whole process. In other words, according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, everyone agrees. Sfira Saomer is only zechel amikdash today. Since it's only a zechel amikdash, you have a debate. Is counting days enough, or do I have to count days and weeks? But from the Gemara in Menachos, it seems to be clear all are, at least the way Rashi, going to Rashi, the way he learns the Gemara, all are in agreement that it's a drabbanan, and how much to fulfill a mitzvah drabbanan, it's enough. I'm not going to forget Sfira if I count Sfira, period. Others say, tikkun kol tikkun drabbanan, ke'ein daraisa tikkun. Every rabbinic institution is patterned after the biblical. So why not count days and weeks? But that's the way. And the Rambam seems to say that Sfira Saomer, or does say, that Sfira Saomer, even Bizman Hazeh, is Daraisa. So there's a Ran who would, whether he's giving Pshat in the Rambam or not, but he says that's the Machlokas in the Gemara, that according to the first opinion, that you count the way we count, or we count the way they count, days and weeks, because we hold it's Daraisa. It's only the opinion who holds counting weeks, counting days. That's drabbanan, and the but we who paskin days and weeks, we paskin as daraisa. So it's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam, perhaps the Sefer Achina, hold it's daraisa even today. Tosfos and the majority of rishonim seem to say that Sfira Saomer is only rabbinical today. What's the issue? So those are the Gemaras. What's the issue? So it seems to be the issue is Sfira Omer linked to the mitzvah of the Karban Omer? So it seems if you say Sfira is linked to the Karban Omer, we don't have the Karban Omer today, or do we? But we don't have a Karban Omer today, and therefore our Sfira is only Drabban, and that seems to be the majority opinion. And those who hold it's Daraisa say Sfira Saomer is independent mitzvah, because back in the Gemara, in fact, they were done at different times. So you counted Sfira at night, and you brought the carbon over in the morning. So therefore, it's two separate mitzvahs. That seems to be the machlokas rishonim, if you assume that the carbon omer is connected to Sfira. Now, however, it's not so simple, because the Rambam Maimonides, who holds its daraisa, so where does he put the laws of Sfira Saomer? So yeah, what are the options? You could have put it in Hilchas Pesach, you could have put it in Hilchas Tefillah. Where does the Rambam put it? None of the above. He puts it in Hilchas Temidin Umusafim, i.e. Hilchas Karbanos. So you could bring a geographical raya from the Rambam. Where the Rambam puts something is telling you about the nature of the mitzvah. So clearly the Rambam holds that Sfira Saomer is linked to the mitzvah of Karbanos, which leads us to a big problem, at least according to the Rambam, because we just said the Rambam holds it's Daraisa today. So the simple explanation is, okay, so if you hold Sfira as an independent mitzvah, it's Daraisa. If it's connected to the Karban, it's Darabanan. That works well, except according to the Rambam, it doesn't. Because the Rambam says both. He's pushing and pulling at the same time. How could he say it's linked to Karbanos and at the same time say it's Daraisa? So there's a famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, one of the briskers, basically from the Rav Soloveitchik in Boston. So his father was Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's father was Rav Chaim, so it was Rav Soloveitchik from Boston's grandfather. So too also, those who knew Chaim Soloveitchik here, that's his father and the Rav in Boston were brothers. It was also his father's grandfather. So he, and then his father, by the way, was the Beis Halevi. So nevertheless, so Rav Chaim explains what's pshat in the Rambam. It seems to be going against the Gemara. The Gemara said it's a Zecher LaMikdash. So if you're a Brisker, it's a difficult Gemara. But if you're not a Brisker, it's a difficult Rambam. How could the Rambam go against the Gemara? So they explain it's really there's a fundamental machlokas in general throughout many Gemaras, and there's two independent debates. Yom HaAtzmaut's coming up, but one debate is the status of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeh, but we'll hold off on that one. There's another one of Kedushas HaMikdash, whether the sanctity in the place of the Makam HaMikdash, by the Kotel over there. So the question is, in fact, that's the whole debate, whether one's permitted to walk on the Makam HaMikdash. So everyone agrees, in theory, there's certain places you're allowed to go, and certain places you're not allowed to go. The question is, do we even allow you to go to the places you're allowed to go? Because we're concerned either you're not going to go properly, you won't be wearing the proper clothing, maybe you can't go, different things. If you're on the Makam HaMikdash, it's a certain dress. Besides the general Sliyas dress, there are different things that you're not allowed to bring, etc. So there's a debate. So that's a machlokas in many Gemaras and Rishonim, whether Kedushas HaMikdash is Kiddusha now. No one says it's nothing, like it's like walking around in Hamilton, New York, L.A. That's not a shita. You have to recognize that was a holy spot. The question, but does it have its full-fledged Kedusha it had before? So the Rambam seems to say it does, and others, we showed him, say it's not. In fact, because the Rambam writes, there's a prohibition today of shchutei chutz, which means there's something called bamas. Bamas is, they used to make it simple, they basically used to bring karbanos in your backyard, so to speak. So there was a heter to bring a bama if they were bringing karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't bring them anywhere else. But when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there was no kedusha, so then certain times you could bring bama. So the Rambam writes, Bizman Hazeh, his time, and now that there's an Isser to bring Bamas. So why it must be that there is Kedushas HaMikdash today? That's the Shittas of the Rambam and other Rishonim. And others say that perhaps there is no Kedushas HaMikdash today. So the Rambam holds there is. So number one, so Rav Chaim writes, it's a Machlokas HaSugya. So Rashi is clearly going with the opinion by this Gemara that there is no Kedushas HaMikdash today. But the Rambam disagrees. Because even though the Gemara says Zechel HaMikdash, either you learn the Gemara like the Ran, or you just say that's a Machlokas HaSugyas. So the Rambam writes, there is Kedushas HaMikdash. And the Gemara, and the Braisa tells us, the Gemara Megillah, Makriven Afal Pish Ein Lo Bayis, that there's a halacha, you don't need a Beis HaMikdash to bring a karban. You need a Makam HaMizbeach. That's one of the reasons we don't know exactly where it might be. But in theory, one could bring, you have to work out a lot of details, but in theory, according to the Rambam, it's Kedushas HaMikdash, and one could bring a Karban Bizman Hazeh. So, and as I pointed out, the Sfiras HaOmer begins at nighttime, and Karban Omer was brought the next day. So Rav Chaim says as follows, he says, we asked the Kasha, how could the Rambam be pushing and pulling? How could he say Sfiras HaOmer is min HaTorah today, at the same time say it's linked to Karbanos? You can't have both of them. He says, yes, you can. He says, real, because according to the Rambam, you can bring Karbanos today, again, in theory. So how does it work? So what did they do Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayam? They counted Sfiras HaOmer at night, with the idea that tomorrow morning they're going to bring the Karban Omer. So same thing this year. When we counted Sfira, I count Sfira, and all, Kedushas HaMikdash. Okay, so when I try to bring a Karban tomorrow, practicality will say I can't do it based on different factors. But in theory, there's Kedushas HaMikdash, and I could bring a Karban. So the Rambam holds, It's not a kasha. Really, Sfiras Om is Daraisa. It is linked to Karbanos, and it's still Daraisa because in theory we could bring Karbanos. So that's how they could explain the Rambam that you could still hold that Sfiras Omer Bizman Hazeh is a biblical mitzvah. So again, to the simple way is to say it depends on whether it's linked to the Karban Omer or not. If it's linked, it's the Rabbanan. If it's not linked, it could be Daraisa. According to the Rambam, you can't say that. The Rambam brings it down in Hilchos Karbanos, Hilchos Tamidim Musafim. So the Rambam wants both. It's linked to Karbanos, and it's still Daraisa because Makriv and Afapi Ashem Bobaya. So that's the Shita. So Rambam, so that's a debate, Bizman Hazeh, Machlokes Rishonim, how we assume whether Sfiras Omer is a Daraisa or Drabanan. You know, many assume it's Drabanan, but you have the Sefer Achinach, the Rambam. We'll have to go into next time. What does the nafka? The bottom line is, we do mitzvahs drabanan and mitzvahs daraisa. So, what are some practical differences? Whether I assume Sfiras Omer is daraisa versus Sfiras. Either way, tonight I'll be counting the same way. I'll be making a bracha and counting. So, what are some differences between whether Sfiras daraisa drabanan?